Parliament has indicated that due diligence is being employed in the enactment of the Plant Breeders Bill. The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Doajel, has directed the leadership of the House to examine the many petitions brought to the legislature with regard to the bill. Civil society organizations have raised questions over the likelihood of the introduction of genetically modified organisms, GMOs, into the country with the enactment of the Plant Breeders Bill. Mr. Ajao said based on the many communications that have come before him, the leaders of the House are looking at existing policies vis-à-vis the concerns raised to come out with a holistic bill. He said this as he welcomed MPs from the recess.
I have referred some of these matters to the leadership of the House. I have also taken note of the fact that the Biosafety Act at 831, which was enacted in 2011, made provision for the establishment of a regulatory body, that is the National Biosafety Authority, to deal with most of the concerns raised in those petitions on genetically modified organisms. Indeed, the objective of the Act provided in Section 2 as follows: A, to ensure an adequate level of protection in the field of safe development transfer, handling and use of genetically modified organisms resulting from biotechnology that may have an adverse effect on health and environment, and B, to establish a transparent and predictable process to review and make decisions on genetically modified organisms specified in paragraph A and related activities. I will therefore call on leadership to take note of the Biosafety Act vis-à-vis the Plant Breeders Act and all the petitions that have been submitted to this House so that we can arrive at a certain consensus and map the way forward. On this note, I once again welcome honorable members to the House. It is my prayer that the good Lord will guide us in our deliberations.
Speaker of Parliament, Edward Doajel.
Now, as the House began sitting, the issue of mission schools being run solely by the churches that established the schools came up strongly. We are joined on the line by Parliamentary Correspondent Augustus Akwae to brief us on the sentiments raised by the MPs. Hello, Augustus.
Hello, Doris.
Now, you're welcome. So, tell us, what prompted this proposal?
Well, the proposal itself was put forward by the Vice Chairman of the Select Committee on Education on the need for government to hand over the mission schools to the religious bodies. And the vice chairman is Peter Notchui Koto. And he noted that the mission or the church bodies and the other religious bodies like the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission have done well in bringing forth many basic schools and secondary schools that have continued to educate the populace. But he noted that with the advent of secular education and all that, it's brought to a time that government took over the running of such schools. But he was saying that in this era where there is a lot of moral decay and all that, there's the need for government to bring back the mission school system under the jurisdiction of the various Christian and Muslim missions. And he was of the view that when such schools are given back to the churches, there will be a lot of healthy academic competition among the schools, because in a community you find a host of such schools and parents look out for the mission school that is not necessarily firstly the faith they belong to, but the school that is doing well is where they will send their children. And he also noted that the district directorate of education currently are facing a number of challenges that make it difficult for them to supervise all the schools. And so if they are able to feed the mission schools to the various religious bodies, the religious bodies will make sure that they will make sure that the children and the school itself are properly managed. And contributing to this debate, the MP for Second B, Papa Usua Nkoma, noted that the management of such schools is about time the debate arose again. And he was of the view that when you carefully look at the admission rate into second cycle institutions, the well-endowed schools are able to take on board a lot of the graduates from the private basic schools. And these private basic schools charge exorbitantly. And so if you have 90% of graduate from the private basic schools and train the well-endowed secondary schools, then there is the need for the country to ensure or streamline the management of these schools so that even public schools can be properly managed. Such mission schools are classified as public schools, and so they can be properly managed for them to also bring out the crop of students that can also enter the well-endowed schools. The Minister for Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yaraga, was also of the opinion that there are many mission schools in the country, but he was coming from a different point of view where he said that the missions are finding it difficult to financially assist in the run of these schools, because when you look at the Methodist Church or the Presbyterian Church, the number of mission schools they have is so huge. And so they financially managing it becomes a problem. And that is why under the current dispensation, the government as well as the GES are helping them in managing it, giving them teachers, and then also ensuring that the curriculum that is more or less secular than the religious one is adhered to, while the missions also come on board to ensure that the moral aspects or the doctrines of their faith are propagated. Dory.
Augustus, now seeing that today commences the first meeting of the second session of the State Parliament, how would you describe attendance?
Well, the House normally it's scheduled to begin at 10 a.m., but today they started at 11, and it's a bit unusual because under the sixth parliament, we have seen the first days of resumption from races always beginning on time, but today they began an hour late. But when they began, on board was the statement. There was only one statement, as I indicated, but also on the other paper was the Plant Breeders Bill, which is at the consideration stage, and like the speaker noted, he has received a lot of petitions regarding the Plant Breeders Bill, and so they are working on it. But that does not mean that Plant Breeders Bill is going to be shelved, because from all indications, they are continuing looking at the bill at the consideration stage. The Majority Chief Whip, that is Alhaji Muntaka Mubarak, actually wrote on the point of order, that is Standing Order 30, which ostensibly talks about the House being held in, or somebody being held in contempt. And he was seeking the opinion of the Speaker in regard to a Member of Parliament, the Member of Parliament with Efijasi Asokore, and that's Frank Bwachi Ajin. And he, Alhaji Muntaka Mubarak, was raising the point of order that the Member for Efijasi Asokore had made a contentious statement, but at the time he made the appeal to the Speaker, the first Deputy Speaker, Ebo Batinotu, was in the seat, and so before Alhaji Muntaka could even bring out the substance of the contempt issue he was raising, Honorable Batinotu asked for him to hold his horse and wait until the Speaker, Edwedu Ajaho himself, in the chair.
Well, Augustus, well, that will be all for now. It seems we do not have much time now. That's Augustus Akwea, correspondent from Parliament. Now, still on the GMOs, today a group coordinator of the Coalition for Farmers' Rights and Advocacy Against GMOs demonstrated against the introduction of the products into the country. Our reporter Rabna Paha was with the demonstrators and has just joined us in the studio. You're welcome to the studio, Rabna.
Thank you, Doreen.
Now, so on this demonstration, what exactly or what issues did the demonstrators raise?
It's still on the GMOs, the introduction of the GMOs, and they were demonstrating against the introduction of the GMOs and the Plant Breeders Bill. They're saying that it's not right for them to pass it, and GMOs addedly.
Now, so who are the speakers at the demonstration?
Well, the only speaker I could spot was Fami Ayaba Nkrumah, who is the chairperson of the coalition, and she addressed the gathering and the press. And so she was saying that a GMO shouldn't be allowed, Parliament shouldn't pass the bill, and that if they pass, it will, in the long run, wipe away the livelihood of farmers. Yeah, let's hear Fami Ayaba Nkrumah.
The imposition of genetically modified food, the imposition of the Plant Breeders Bill before Parliament today has far-reaching political, economic, and social consequences for us here in Ghana. An imposition on us. We don't control our economy. We don't control the prices of our commodities, of our gold, of our cocoa. So can't we even control our food? Do we want the day to come when someone else controls what we eat, when our farmers are deprived of the right to save their seed, to multiply, to replant their seed?
That was Madam Samia Yaba Nkrumah. She was speaking at a demonstration held by the Coalition for Farmers' Rights and Advocacy Against GMOs today.